listening to Amud Chazor with Daniel Eisenberg and Sechas Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof Dalad Amud Beis. The simon for Kuf Chof Dalad is going to be, so it's Kuf, I guess Kuf Chof Dalad is going to be cookie dough. That's a cookie dough. It's Kuf Chof Dalad. And we are, the first Zichru point is the discussion about Kli Yishim Alachto Leheter. There's various opinions on Kli Yishim Alachto Leheter. Again, Kli Yishim Alachto Leheter is a Kli that's primary purpose is a mutter purpose, it's non-malacha. And there's it's going to be a lot more room for leniency for there. So the tzarech gufo, the tzarech mkomo is not a problem according to most. Rabbi Nechemiah is going to be machmer, mechama letzel. But that discussion is the first zikr point, and the next two zikr points are going to be from the new Mishnah on this amud. So we just brought we had a seeming contradiction of Tanayic teachings regarding whether certain chumros apply to Yom Tov. Goes there are certain things that would not be muksa on Yom Tov because there are certain things in some halachos that are permitted on Yom Tov, and do we extend it over? And we said that we should first suggested at the bottom of Kuf Chof Dalad Aleph that maybe it's taloi on that machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer about the shor ubeno, right, that fall into a pit and you want to take them out and you take, so right, if you can do the harama or not. And we said, no, the truth is it's not necessarily you can apply both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer to both the strict and lenient opinions in the case of the putting it through the aruba, through the roof. So then we said that rather it's a machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is the meikel one, Beis Shammai is the machmer one, and for a fundamental point, the tiltul, right, so we said, wait, hold on, we're talking tiltul and hotza sound like it's apples and oranges, but we say, no, actually, isn't tiltul a major piece of hotzah? There are different ways to understand that. There have a problem, I imagine, discussed that there's whether all hotzah starts with tiltul or whether the whole premise of tiltul in the first place, the isser of muktzah, was primarily based on hotzah. That's the main concern, right? And it's not so crazy, right? We know that we started off the Masechta with Hotzah, and Tosfos over there says because it's a malacha garua, it's like a weaker level malacha, because you don't change anything in an object, you just move it from location A to location B. Such a weak malacha, but so you can see how it could so easily be violated. And if that's, you know, there was mainstream violation of this malacha, so Muksa was fundamentally, and before you move something, wait, don't even move it a little bit before we even get to carrying it. So that could be the basis for mukta in general, not just, you know, other things that it might lead to, but particularly hotza. That's one way to understand that statement. Moving on. Four lines from the top of Kuf Chof Dalad Beis. V'af Rav Savar La Laha De Rava. Right, so Rava's been fighting a battle for around a daf and a half to be a little bit more makel when it comes to mukta, and in particular to not really differentiate, not to distinguish between a tzarich legufo, tzarich legufo, and a tzarich makomo. Right, again, tzarich gufo is that you want to use the object itself, gufo, for itself. Right, you want to use the hammer itself to crack open nuts, and also tzarich makomo, right, to clear out a space. So Rava does not want to differentiate. He wants to be as makel as we're going to be for tzarich gufo. We should be for tzarich makomo as well. And Rav seems to be in this camp, and Rav, that's important because Rav is several generations before Rava. So to have a support like Rav is going to be helpful for Rava. It's interesting. We're only quoting it now. V'af Rav Savar Laha De Rava. And by the way, halacha we're going to hold like Rava as well, like halacha lamaisa. So there's a lot more grounds for leniency for gufo tzarich makomo. And then when it comes, to mechama letzel, if you're trying to save the object itself, so that if it's malachto le'isser, it's going to be a problem. Malachto le'heter though, mekel. Da'amar, so Savar la de Rava. Da'amar Rav mar. So a mar with Rashi says it's a foshar, some sort of tool, maybe a spade you have in there, a spade or a hammer, or not a hammer, a shovel.
A hoe.
A hoe. Okay, right, one of those things. I even if you show me the three of them in front of me, I couldn't differentiate between them. So anyway, you have a mar shalo yiganev ze tiltol shalo letzarech. Right, meaning if you oh my goodness, I left my hoe on the front lawn. Arab Shabbos. Now it's Shabbos. Am I allowed to move it? Nope. This is called a tiltul that's not litzarech, va'asur, and it's forbidden. So sorry, you gotta leave it there. Could be we can discuss about tiltul minatzad. Is there an indirect way to move it, or what's called begufo, using your body in a way, kila achar yad? Is there some way that maybe there are other ways of dealing with it? But however, to just move it directly, that you can't do. So what does Rav say? Diuk. Taima shelo yigane. The reason is that it should not be stolen. Avo litzarech gufo litzarech makoma mutter. Right, that's what it seems. Right? The fact that he dafka, this meaning this case of not being stolen is what? What category is that? Basically, mechama litzel. Right, it's the preservation of this object itself. So this is mechama letzel. So Rav is saying mechama letzel is called not letzarech. However, tzarech gufo and even tzarech mekamo are letzarech, and therefore it sounds like he holds like Rava, or really Rava holds like him. And is this true? V'ha Rav Kahana ikol lebei Rav. Right, but Rav Kahana went to the Bay Rav. The Amar and Rav said, Aisule Shuta, the Kahana. Bring a Shuta for a Kahana. Rashi says it's a Mitsuda. They had some sort of trap. It's a little funny. Like I guess it was some sort of trap. I don't know, you know, like the one with the stick and the rabbit in the box, you know, you put those things. Whatever, but which can also serve as a good seat, right? I mean, imagine you didn't bring a giant mouse trap for Rav Kahana to sit on.
Claws.
Right, so probably not one of those. Some trap that, maybe he just wanted to stay for this year. You know, I'm sure Rav Kahana is here for this year. So he brought him this trap, the shuta, the Kahana. So he says, bring this. So this presumably is on Shabbos, otherwise it's not going to be a riot or anything or question anything. Right, so he says, bring this trap for Kahana liyas sivale, so he could sit on it. He specified so he could sit on it. Lav lememra didavar shemalach tol iser, and right, this is klisha malach tol iser because it's for tzad, it's for trapping. Litzorich gufo, and you want to use it. Well, he wanted to use it itself, meaning I bring it to him because I want him to use it. Aha. So litzorich gufo in litzorich makam alo, right? That's why he specified that. So halchi amar lehu. Now this is what he's saying. Shakulu shuta makme kahana. No. He was saying, move this trap out of the way so Rav Kahana could sit on it. Right? Maybe it's like the claws. Maybe it's a bit giant mouse trap. Whatever it was. Rav Kahana, there's no room for Rav Kahana to sit. You can do that. Libay same. And another possibility. Maybe it was actually it was in the sun, and I guess imagine the scene. Rav is sitting in the shade. There is a trap, some sort of box or whatever, sitting outside in the sun. So he says, oh, Rav Kahana's here. I would like Rav Kahana to sit with me in the shade. So bring that box over here. Now, if he didn't specify, if he didn't clarify that it's for Rav Kahana to sit on, they might have thought, maybe it can be Mechama Letzel. So in order to avoid misleading people, so he specified that. Rashi elaborates this point. If he wouldn't have explicitly stated it, to sit on it, someone who would see savar, he would think that's what he was trying to do. Right. When I first read it, I would have just said, okay, like, you know, he's just, that's how you talk. Like, bring the trap here. Why? You're not trapping anything. So you might say, okay, no, let's just bring it so you can see it. But the Gemara it seems to understand that Rav is very, very careful about his language. He's very particular about the lashon he used. And everything was basically teaching halacha and refraining from teaching incorrect halacha, which is, halavai our words. You know, halavai, I should treat my words so carefully. Next case. Rav Mari bar Rachel hava le hahi be sedyusa. Right, so it's interesting that we don't have a patronymic over here. It's bar Rachel. Probably a story there, but I don't know what it is. So there was a be sedyusa, so a pillow. Rashi says something like pillow. Where is Rashi? Karim shalavad shakorin piltera. Right, so it's karim. It's pillows of linen that are called piltera. So pillows. Vishamsha, and they were left in the sun. I guess not the best place for pillows. Also, the Kameda Rava, so they brought the shadow before Rava. Amar Lei, he said, Mahu l'tiltilinuhu, am I allowed to move the pillows? Amar Lei, Shari. Yeah, he says, yeah, no problem. You can move the pillows. What?
Where would be the problem? Why are they mixing?
Well, yeah, they're not necessarily mixing, right? So what are they? What type of kli are they? They're kli shemalach tol hetter, right? But you're moving it like mechama letzel. So Rava says no, kli shemach tol heter mechama letzel. So he says the same thing as Avi, right? Yeah. What's the problem with that mechama letzel? So Amar Lei, so she says, sorry. He says isli acharina. He's like I have other pillows at home. So, right, he's making trouble for himself. Right? He's very honest. So Rava says back, Chazula Orchin, don't worry. It's fitting for guests. Islay Nami La Orchim. No, I have plenty of pillows. Amar Lei, he said to him, Galisa Daitach Dikaraba Sviralach. It seems to me that you hold like Rava, right? You're making all these points. So it sounds like you're holding like Rava. Lekuli Alma Shari. So to everybody, it's Mutter. And Ladidach Aser, for you it's Aser, right? Because you hold like Rabba.
I was thinking of that. It was like a raspberry.
Right. So he, and I don't know. I don't know if he's really trying to, you know, to stick it to him. It's saying, take a look at Rashi. So Rashi says, I'm really sorry. So Rava Litame, Damar Davar Shemlach Tol Heter Av Mecham Letzel Mutter. So Islay Acharini, he says, I have others. Ini Tzarech Legufo. I don't need it for Legufo. That's what he's trying to say. Right, I don't need legufo. Obviously, we're not talking about where he needs it for its makom. He says I don't need it legufo. So this is really just for mechama letzel. That's why I want to do it, and it's klishon lach talheter. So de karaba sfir lach damar mechama letzel usher v'halacha karava damar davar shemalach talheter shari legamri v'davar shemalach tal isher letzarich gufo makomo mutter mechama letzel v'shlo yiganev usher. Right, so lo yiganev aser. Right, if it's kli shemalach tola iser, but this is a kli shemalach tola heter, and Rav is going to permit it, and Rav will be more strict of a case of specifically mechama letzel. However, Rav will say mechama letzel kufo, it's fine. If it's heter the heter, which these pillows were. Amar okay, Asher. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav. Mechabdos shel milsa mutter l'taltalan. So you have mechabdos, which are right, brooms of milsa, of cloth. Rashi says begadim, it's of cloth. L'chabed shulchan shemalach tol heter. Right, to what? Just like small brooms, brushes to wipe off the table made of cloth. Lach tol heter. So mutter l'taltalan b'shabbos. Aval shel tamra, but of date palms, lo. Those are not. Rashi says over here that ke'en shalon are like the type that we have. I guess, maybe. L'chabed es abayis, to asr mishum ashwaye gumos, right? So, I guess, stronger bristle brooms that were used to even out the dirt floors, the earthen floors. Demoder mishum, b'sikrei shev lo yamos. This is the case of p'sikrei shev. So to use one of these brooms, so therefore, Malach is a klisha malach tol iser because its primary purpose, these types of tamra brooms, is to smooth out the floor. So tamra lo. Rabbi Elazar omer af shel tamra. Rabbi Elazar says even tamra is mutter to move. So b'mayis kinan, hold on. What type of moving are we talking about? Ilema litzarech gufo litzarech mekomo b'halema rav shel tamra lo. If we're talking about moving it, letzarech gufo or letzarech mekomo, so even if it's a klisha malach tol iser, Rav and Rava would hold that you're allowed to do it, letzarech gufo and letzarech mekomo, even if it's klisha malach tol iser, meaning even if it's the mechabdos shel tamra. So that can be what we're talking about. So right? So that can't be. Ela mechama letzel. Must be. Why does Rav say usher? Because it's mechama letzel. So behal lemer Rebbe Lazar afshal tamra. But then Rebbe Lazar is going to be so makel to say even a kalisha malakto le iser can be moved. Mechama letzel. No. So leoma mechama letzel. So really the case is mechama letzel. That's what it's talking about. And Rav makes sense. And Eman, rather I'm going to say v'chein amar Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar didn't express a different opinion. We have to. You know, it was misstated. There's no Rebbe Lazar said that. So it must be Rebbe Lazar said v'chein. And that's how we should understand it. V'chein amar Rebbe Lazar shal milsa mutter, says Rashi. Milsa, right, cloth is mutter, and shal tamra aser mechama letzel.
I'm just wondering how that would be. The chinam of Rebbe Lazar afshal tamara? How would that work?
No. Just, yeah. I guess it's the chinam of Rebbe Lazar. So, and Rebbe Lazar also agreed with that. This is a new Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim anitalin b'Shabbos. Any kli that is not mukhs on Shabbos, shivrehen nitalin imahen, you can also broken pieces of them are you can be taken them ubilvad shiyu osin me'en malacha shiver right as long as they're still able to do some sort of malacha with them, right? I mean, if it's a completely useless, you know, shard of something that can't be used for anything, then obviously that becomes muksa. Shivrei areva lechasos bahen es piachavis, right? So this is broken parts of areva as a mixing bowl. So right, you have a broken piece of it, so you can still cover up the mouth of a barrel with it. Shivrei schuchis, you have a glass kli that broke. Lechasos bahen es piachapach, so like a little pach, a little like flask, a little jar can be covered with a glass shard. It's so interesting to read about this because like nowadays like we live in such a spoiled generation, Baruch Hashem, where we're so blessed with so many things that we never think about, like, you know, and I wonder also repurposing like something like this, like a shark. And I wonder actually, I don't know if this, how much of a discussion there is about this, of like what changes nowadays because of our, you know, different society in regards to this in particular about your usage for shards and things like that. But I think we'll get a little bit of an insight later on the Amma, just a little bit about that discussion. Not explicitly, but seeing these things in different contexts. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bilvat shiyu osin me'in malachtan. No, he says, it has to be the same type of malacha. Could be, must be on a smaller scale, but it has to be the same type of malacha. For example, Shivrei areva. So the broken pieces of a mixing bowl, litzok lesochan mikva. Mikkapa, I'm not sure how to vowelize that. But Rashi says it's ova, it's like some thick thing. Dumya de'isa morevis b'mayim. It's like some sort of like porridge thing. Yeah, has a...
Porridge.
How does it vowelize it?
Mikvah.
Okay, it is mikvah. Yeah. Right. So Rashi says some sort of like porridge, which is a little bit thicker, so it's more doable in a broken mixing bowl. Avishal zchuchis letzokasochan shemen, or a glass thing to pour shemen in it, but it needs to have the same basic purpose, even if on a smaller scale. If you completely change it, then that doesn't work. So what is the context of this, when was it broken and the context of this machlokas? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the first attempt, machlokas shenishbaru me'erev Shabbos. The machlokas is specifically when it was broken Erev Shabbos. Demar savar me'ein malachtan in me'ein malacha acheres lo, umar savar afila me'ein malacha acheres, even if it's a malacha acheres, it's fine, right? That specifically, if it was broken before Shabbos, Aval Nishbaru b'Shabbos, but if it's broken on Shabbos itself, Divrei Kol Mutarin, everyone says Mutar. Why? Hoel Umuchanin Agabe Avihen Mutar, right? Because it was Muchan, meaning at the beginning of Shabbos, this was considered not Mukta, and now that it's Shabbos, right? So it went into Shabbos with a non Mukta status, and it still has a malacha that you can work with, right? So and then. You know, so even if you hold no, it needs to be the same malacha. So that's only if it broke Erev Shabbos. But right now it's on Shabbos itself. So it came into Shabbos not muktzah, and it remains not muktzah. It remains with a shame kli on it, even if it changes its purpose, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. First attempt, Mosiv. Rav Zutrai. So Rav Zutrai challenges this understanding of the machlokas, right, with the following Mishnah or Raisa. Masikin b'kelim, vein masikin b'shivrei kelim. You can use kelim to light a fire. So the kelim I'm talking about here must be you know, wood or something like that that you can actually use to light a fire. This is something flammable, right? So the kelim can be used on Yom Tov. The ain masikin b'shivrei kelim, but on Yom Tov we do not use broken kelim to for a fire. Dinishbaru ema. So when are we? What type of broken kelim are we talking about? Meaning, when did they break? That we get into this discussion. Elim dinishbaru be'erev yom tov. If you're telling me that it's from erev yom tov, that's when they broke, right? So meaning, I had some wooden boxes and spoons and right my bedikas chametz spoon. So right, so I have these things and it broke erev yom tov. So it's in ba'alma ninu. What in the world could be the problem with that? All wood is broken wood. Essentially, right. So if it broke erev yom tov, that can't be that. We don't use shivrei kelim for lighting the fire. Of course we do. Ela lav b'yom tov, isn't it talking about where it broke on yom tov itself? V'katani, and we taught masikin b'kelim v'ein masikin b'shivrei kelim. Ah, so we see over here that on yom tov, meaning so we have these wooden kelim, right? Wooden kelim that broke on Yom Tov itself, and we say, we're not going to use the shivrei kelim for the fire. It must be that if it breaks on Yom Tov, and now it has a different purpose, not so pashut that you could just use it. So Ela Yitmar Hachi Yitmar. Rather, if Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel clarified when the machlokas applies, this is how he clarified it. Basically, the opposite. Machlokas shenishbaru b'shabbes. Right, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Machlokas shenishbaru b'shabbes. The machlokas is dafka if it broke on Shabbos itself. Demar savar muchan hu. Mar savar noladu. One opinion says it's muchan. Right, it's prepared. It's considered. Right, it broke on Shabbos itself. It doesn't change its status. It was not muksan. It remains not muksan. And the other says no. It's nolad. It's born again. Right, reborn. A newborn kli, and therefore that has a status of muksa. Avam erev Shabbos. But if it broke erev Shabbos, devarikol mutarin. Everyone says it's mutar. If it broke erev Shabbos, however huchan olam malacha maybe od yom, because before it. Right, meaning if it's still purposeful, it broke out of Shabbos, it went into Shabbos as a purposeful, a new purpose, but it's nevertheless a purposeful kli, and it goes into Shabbos with that status. No status changed in Shabbos, nothing was reborn in Shabbos, so that's what the Machloka says. And Rabbi Yehuda still says, Rabbi Yehuda is very machmir, he says, even if it breaks Erev Shabbos, in order for it to be considered, still have shame kli on it, to be part Torah's kli, it needs the same basic function of malacha, not a malacha acheres, and the Tanakhama is mekel. And he says, as long as it's any function, but Erev Shabbos. But what's on Shabbos itself, then there's a discussion. Oh, no, sorry. Take that back. The machlokas is dafka on Shabbos, because it's a discussion of nolad, or not nolad, but Erev Shabbos is that. Okay, and now we're going to see three brises that seem to contradict each other. Tani chada masikin bekelim ve'in masikin b'shivrei kelim. One brisa says that we use kelim, but we don't use broken kelim to light fire. On Yom Tov. V'tani idach k'shem shemasikin bekelim kach masikin b'shivrei kelim. One says we can use both kelim, full kelim and broken kelim. V'tani idach ein masikin lo bekelim lo b'shivrei kelim. Okay. So, simple answer: Harabi Yehuda, Harabi Shimon, Harabi Nehemiah. Right? We had this back in Lamed Vav also with the trumpets and the shofros. Right? Once you can move shofros and trumpets and shofros, and you had any right. So the same type of thing. You said Harabi Yehuda, Harabi Shimon, Harabi Nehemiah, and the same thing over here. Let's just take a look at Rashi just to elaborate and see how we get there. So Harabi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Masikin Bekalim, you can use regular Kalim in Masikin Mishirei Kalim. Why? To Islay Muksa, because what we say about Rabbi Yehuda is that he's Islay Muksa. He has a stricter understanding of muksa. Vinolad kelim lav muksa ninahu. Right? Vinolad kelim lav muksa ninahu. Shvarim nolad ninahu. Islay muksa vinolad. There is muksa, and specifically, he holds of nolad. And kelim lav muksa ninahu. So the kelim are not muksa, they're fine, you can use them. Shvarim, but if they're broken, nolad, they're just born now, ninahu. Ninahu, and therefore you can't with the shivrei kelim.
Necessity of that last line in Rashi. Kelim lav muksa ninahu, shvarim nolad.
The islay muksa v'nolad. Kelim lav muksa ninahu. Shvarim nolad ninahu.
No, it just seemed to me that why does the muksa vinola?
Did I read that yet?
No, you did. I was just saying, I'm wondering why the Rashi continues on kilo la muksa ninu shvar nolad ninu. What was the reason for that? I don't know.
Just elaborate a little bit more. Vinolad Kalim. Islam Mukta Vinolad Kalim Lav Muktanu Shvar Nolan. So that's why he holds that, what he holds by Kalim and what he holds by that. Right, as opposed to Rabbi Nechemiah, that's what we're going to see. Behold, Tani Mesikin Mishneim, and the one who says he can do with both, Rabbi Shimon, Delisle Mukta Velisle Nolad. He doesn't have an expanded definition of Mukta, and he doesn't hold of Nolad, and therefore, meaning he doesn't hold that Nolad, it's Mukta because of Nolad, and therefore, you can use even broken Kalim. Vahot, right, meaning even if it's born, even if it has a new function now on Shabbos, but it's fine. Vaha Ditanya Afbekalim Masikan Rib Nechemihi Damar Ain Klinital Ella Torch Tashmisha Miyuchadlo. Because his shita is that a kli can only be used for its primary purpose. Otherwise it's most of a high lav miyuchad hulo to lav lahasaka kai, right? This object was not right, Kalim or Shivri Kalim, they were not their primary purpose is not for lighting a fire. So therefore you can't use either. Okay. Amr of Nachman, Hani livne de ishtuyer mibinayo, shari la tatalinahu, de chazul mizga alayhu. So these livne de ishtuyer mibinaya, that these bricks that are left over from building, right? There's a construction site and you already built the building and now you have these leftover bricks. So you're allowed to move them. Why? De chazul mizga alayhu, because you're able to sit on them, right? There's still have a purpose. Shraginu, but if you like stack them up, Vada ekitzinu. For sure, it's considered mukta, right? You set them aside for future use in construction. Then it's for sure, you can't move them. If you have a small piece of pottery, you're able to move it in a chatzer. Anval bekarmel is slow, but you can't move it in a karmelis. So Rashi says over here, bechatzer deshchichi ba kelim. Right, because in a chatzer, it's normal to have kalim around, right? So why is this broken piece of cheres useful? Because you can cover up kalim with it, but that's assuming there are kalim around. So shacheres hazeh roi lahem lekisoi v'toras kli alav. Right, if this pottery, this cheres broke in a chatzer, so it still has a purpose because there are probably other kalim in the chatzer that you can use to cover it with. Avalo b'karmelis. Right, so Rashi says, "Afilu b'sok da'adamos." Right, in general, it's also a derban to carry in a karmelis. But we're saying, let's say you're stationary in a karmelis. The pottery broke, so it's mukta there. Why? De'lo shlichi be'mani, because you're not going to have kalim in a karmelis typically. V'lo chazei l'ksuye. So, meaning where it is based on its current location, it is in a karmelis. Typically, you don't have kalim in a karmelis. Therefore, not just in the item itself, interestingly, but also based on its location, it's essentially useless, essentially functionless in a karmelis. The Rav Nachman, right? So Cheres Ketan Mutar L'Tata B'Chatzer. Back to the Gemara, Avah B'Karmelis Lo. Rav Nachman D'Day Amar Afila B'Karmelis. He says no, even in a karmelis, because sometimes you have in the karmelis as well. Afila B'Karmelis Rashi says Ho V'Lav Rishus Rabim Hu Shchichi Da Azli V'Yas V'Hasam V'Chazi L'Ksos Bo Rok. Because people are there, and someone might spit. You want to cover up the spit with it. That's also a function of shards of cheres, obviously. So you can also use that. Avo but Rosh Hashanah lo, he says, but not in Rosh Hashanah, because that's not that common. And Virava Amar Afil Rosh Hashanah, and Rava says even in Rosh Hashanah, right? Rashi says Kevin de Bechatzer Klihu ba'alma, since in a Kli ba'alma nami lo paka shem Kli mine. Says it's not based on location. Is this thing, look at this objectively, in a vacuum, I don't care if it's in a chatzer, a karmelis, or just a rabble. Is this thing, does it have Torah's Kli on it? Yes. So because it's in one location, loses shame Torah's Kli? No. That's what Rava Shita is. And v'ozu Rava l'tame, Rava goes according to his reasoning, de Rava havakaza b'riska de mechuzah. Rava was in a riska de mechuzah, Rashi says it's a shame Rosh Hashanah, so like some big Rosh Hashanah in mechuzah. Asvase mesane tina, his shoes got dirty with dirt. Also, Shamei, his attendant, came. Shakil Chaspa, he took a piece of pottery. V'chamachaper le, and he started being makaper it. Rashi's mekancho. He's like wiping it away, right? Kapar, that's what we want. We want Hashem to wipe us clean. He's mekancho. He's cleaning it. Ramo be Rabbanan kala. The Rabbanan started raising their voices at him, right? The Rava's entourage starts yelling at him. Amar, Rava says to them, Lo mistaya de lo gemiri. It's not enough that you guys didn't learn. Rashi says that you didn't learn What's ma'aser ma'amutar? Not only do you not know, but migmar nagmi migmari, that you're even teaching it to other people, right? Not only did you not learn what's mutar and ma'aser, but you're even instructing other people incorrectly. If I was in a chaser, right? Let's say I was in a chaser. Would it not be fitting to cover something with? So now, right now, it's fitting for me to use. And right, because it's cleaning my shoe. I wonder if he was so harsh because they were yelling at his attendant. I don't know. Could be. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Megufa Shavis, Shenichtata, Mutal Tatla B'Shabbos. So the Megufa Shavis, the cover of a barrel that becomes Shenichtata, that breaks into a bunch of pieces, shatters, Mutal Tatla B'Shabbos. You're able to move it on Shabbos because you could still use it for covering kelim, things like that. Tani Nami Hachu, you learn a brisa similarly. Megufa shenichnata hi v'shevreha mutar tatla b'shabbos. That if you had the barrel, the megufa of the chavis, Rashi clarifies. The megufa of the chavis shenichnata hachavis, right? That the barrel broke, the lid didn't break. We're talking about the cover of the barrel, but the lid didn't break, the barrel broke, but you can still use it to cover other things. And the brisa says even the shards of the barrel, you can move. But you can't, Rashi says Yusafos is yitaken, right? You can't like fix it up and like round it up so that it can properly cover a kli, or to lismoch ba kar emita, right? They would sometimes like support the legs of a bed with it. Well, she says, you're talking lahater, b'latosava uktza b'shabbos to avid kli v'havi makav patish. Because if you do that, if you have the shard, you say, this shard is still functional, but I would like to, but you know what would make it more functional? Trimming the edges and the sharp pieces make it significantly less dangerous. That'd be helpful. And so that you can't do because that's makav patish. That's like creating a new kli. The final touch is on the kli. V'im zarka ba'ashpa aser. But if you threw it in the garbage, Usher, you lost your chance, right? Rashi's Maguva Zula Ashba, but Tela Vataras Kli. When you do that action to show this is no longer functional, then it's considered looks at that point. Okay, hold it here.